This is the Arduino Nano R4. That means it has the same 32-bit Renesas microcontroller in as the Arduino Uno R4, and it's the first major upgrade to the Uno in the entirety of its existence. Now, I got started programming using the Arduino Uno and the Arduino Nano, both of which had an ATmega328P chip in them. And they were fine chips for the time, but the world has moved on in many ways since then. This is an Arduino Nano with a 32-bit chip. Again, that might not be too surprising. The Nano range has a huge amount of different chips that you can choose from at this stage, but the Arduino Uno has only just got there, and this is basically an Uno in a Nano form factor now. Why is that exciting? Well, the one thing that this has that all of those other Nanos don't have is the fact that the chips are 5-volt tolerant. See, all of the original projects that I made had 5-volt logic, because that's what the ATmega328P chip used. And all of those projects were great, but if I ever wanted to revisit them, I'd have to just do it from the ground up again and change all the power requirements for all the modules, for everything like that. This is a drop-in replacement for that, but with a 48 megahertz 32-bit Renesas microcontroller, which is a modern microcontroller designed for a lot more modern tasks. Now, I'm massively oversimplifying this when I'm saying it, because this is a short video, and I'd really like you to go and watch the longer video our in-house engineer Robin has made on it. Our product of the week is the Nano R4. If you'd like to learn more or win one, please head to the link in our bio, and you can see the full YouTube video.